minority communities. We're not seeing the improvement. There's inflation with everything, food, gas, insurance prices. I mean, you name it.
Bidenomics is not working. It's just a complete mess. It's a disaster, especially here in New York City. We're feeling it very hard.
If you could say anything to Biden right now, who says that the economy is improving, especially in black and brown communities, what would you say to him?
That's lies. I believe that's lies. Heavy lies on that, for sure.
Do you think that somebody else besides Biden should be president?
Yes, next of course.
Time?
Of course. Bring back Trump.
Tell me why.
We have money. We have money when Trump was president.
Free my son, Trump! Free my son, Trump! Trump 2024, everybody. Trump 2023.
That's crazy. And we're here in the Bronx.
I'm going to vote for Trump if he runs. Because I feel like it was much better when he was here financially for everybody. Not just me, for everybody.
I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump. He made sure we had money in our pockets. He was for the people. He made sure we had what we needed. I feel like everything will go back to how it was. I mean, ever since he's been out of office, everything's declined.
When Trump was president, my life was good. Economical-wise, I was doing so much better.
They're saying it's going to be Biden, Trump, so who will you vote for?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to have to go for Trump.
Trump.
Here, let me see. Who
are
you voting for?
Trump.
Feeling the pain of price hikes is one thing, but the show of open support for former President Donald J. Trump on the streets of the Bronx was very surprising. And it's the sort of thing that has Biden campaign strategists looking very carefully at the messaging around Bidenomics as we get closer to 2024.
That, my friends, in a nutshell, is precisely why Biden is politically collapsing. I'm going to walk you through step by step precisely why more and more voters are abandoning Biden. And as your Patriot professor, I'm going to show you how you can convince your own woke friends and family why they should abandon him too. First, gang, have you seen the price of gold lately? It's skyrocketing. The world is returning back to gold and silver. And that means that there's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you for such a time as this. So go ahead and click on that link below right now to get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us. They're here to help. So whatever you do, don't wait until it's too late. Defend your financial freedom right now by clicking on that link below and getting your free gold and silver kit today. Rui Teixeira of the American Enterprise Institute just published a fascinating piece detailing how the Democrat coalition is basically unraveling. It's falling apart. And with the Democrat coalition in tatters, Biden's poll numbers continue to plummet, leaving no formidable opposition to Trump in 2024. That, in a nutshell, is Teixeira's thesis. Biden's falling poll numbers and Trump's continued polling surge are both indicative of the rupture, the severing of the various factions that traditionally make up the Democratic coalition, which promises a major political realignment that may have ramifications for the next generation. Now, what he does here is he looks at two major studies, a macro study and a micro study. The macro study was done at the national level. It was conducted by Adam Carlson at the excellent Split Ticket Data Analytics site. It's a study that compares how Democrats are performing today in comparison to how they performed back in 2020. The micro study is a study of battleground states, swing states, and it's a study by Democracy Corps, and it provides some pretty impressive breakdowns of voter preference in the states that are ultimately going to decide this election. What's so fascinating here is that both of these studies, one at the national macro level and the other at the battleground micro level, they both are showing the same thing. They corroborate one another. And these are very extensive studies. What they both found was that if you survey all Democrat-friendly demographic groups, right, so we're talking blacks, Hispanics, Asians, the LGBTQ plus community, Gen Z, millennials, unmarried, and college women. Take that whole demographic, survey who they plan on voting for, I mean, who would you have thought would win that poll overwhelmingly? Well, of course, it would be Biden, right? That's not what they found. Overall, across this constellation of groups, particularly in the presidential battleground states, Trump beats Biden by 4 points. And as you heard from those testimonies in the streets of New York, they give Trump a higher approval rating than Biden. Remember, the key here, when all is said and done, voters honestly believe that Trump was a better president. They believe things were good when he was president. Things then turned bad when Biden became president. So they think vote for Trump and things will return good again. It was the easiest, simplest campaign slogan imaginable. And it is resonating among traditional Democrat constituents. This is absolutely key to persuading your woke friends and family. Love him or hate him. When Trump was president, we had peace abroad, prosperity at home. No new wars happened under Trump. We had energy independence, the lowest black unemployment ever recorded, and one of the lowest manufacturing unemployment rates on record. The border was secured, inflation was low, stock market was high. Then Biden comes in, and all we have are wars abroad and depression, inflation at home. Again, it's not a matter of whether people ought to vote for Trump. This isn't prescriptive. This is descriptive. They are going to vote for Trump. And now the question is simply why? Well, 3/4 of these voters, these Democrat voters, think the country is off on the wrong track. They may be wrong, but that's the perception, the overwhelming perception. Their most pressing issue by far for the country is inflation and the cost of living. Crime, homelessness, and violence is second. And they overwhelmingly trust Trump with those issues. Abortion only ranks 8th in priority, according to these studies. What about Gen Z and millennial voters? Well, when you break them down by race, white Gen Zers favor Trump by nearly 30 points. You heard that right. White millennials favor Trump by 25 points. And again, in terms of who they think is the better president, both groups give Biden an approval rating of around 30%, whereas Trump gets 60% approval. Latino voters in the battleground states, Trump is actually winning the Hispanic vote by 3 points. Nationally, it's Biden by 5, but that represents a near 20-point decline from 2020. Again, the economy and inflation are the number one issue. And what about blacks? Well, Biden certainly has a formidable lead with blacks, 52% of the vote, but when you compare that to 2020, he's down 30 points from 82% of the vote. In fact, as we've talked about on this channel a number of times over the last several weeks, Trump is seeing black support that no Republican has seen in half a century. What about with women? Well, the battleground poll, if you can believe it, shows an astonishing 25-point Trump lead among unmarried white women. And then when you factor in white working-class women without a college degree, that lead explodes to 50 points. These two groups of women alone could decide this race. You wouldn't even need the unprecedented level of support among Gen Zers or millennials or blacks or Latinos. Just the shift among single women and non-college grad women alone would be enough. And then, of course, you've got the white and non-white working class vote, where Trump is absolutely running away with it, just like he did in 2016. In the battleground states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Trump has a 21-point lead among working class voters. So what are we seeing here? Well, in short, what we're seeing, I would argue, is a massive populist-oriented political realignment. More and more voters are looking as objectively as they can at the two presidencies, and they're recognizing that Trump overwhelmingly was the better president. But, and here's the key, they're coming to this conclusion despite the 24/7 bombardment of negative news coverage coming from the legacy media against Trump, not to mention the 24/7 glowing puff pieces they pepper Biden with. So this massive shift away from Biden towards Trump is simply, it's not simply a matter of political preference. I would argue it's a sign of resistance. It's an indicator that the people no longer trust the media. They don't trust our justice system. They don't trust every single public institution telling us that we had better not vote for Trump. They're not listening anymore. Again, the key here is that when you talk to your woke friends, it's not about what people ought to do. It's about what they are doing. It's not prescriptive. It's descriptive. And get your woke friends to honestly ask themselves, why are so many abandoning the Democrats and turning to Trump? In the end, it's because they no longer trust all of these public institutions telling them, begging them to do otherwise. That's the populist revolt we're in the midst of. And no woke sentiment can stop it. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.